Exercise 5A, page 75.
I think the most important thing to do when shopping online is to make sure nobody can access your details. I mean your login details, passwords, bank details and bank card numbers.
Yes, you definitely shouldn't write those things down anywhere or even store them on your computer, especially if it's a laptop, which could be stolen quite easily.
You're right. If you keep your financial details secure, nobody can steal them and commit identity fraud against you. Wouldn't it be awful if someone used your bank card to go on a huge spending spree online?
Yes, but I do know a way to prevent that happening if your bank card is stolen. A lot of banks now have card protection schemes for online shoppers. If you buy a lot of things on the internet, it's a good idea to join a scheme like that. It means you have to provide a special password every time you use your card to buy something online. So the card will be useless to the thief. Only you know the password.
That is a good idea. It would give you some peace of mind if you lost your card or someone stole it.
Another tip is to use a credit card rather than a debit card where possible.
Why? I don't want to get a credit card. I'd be scared of getting into debt.
Well, the big advantage of using a credit card online is that your money is better protected that way. For example, if you order something online from a company which then goes out of business, you're much more likely to get your money back if you use a credit card. Credit card transactions usually have some kind of insurance cover, but not debit card transactions.
I see. I didn't know that. I don't do much shopping online, and when I do, I only use the websites of shops that I know.
Well, that's a good suggestion for people who are new to online shopping. Only use established retailers that you trust. You could ask your friends to recommend to you sites that they've used. That way, you won't risk falling victim to some kind of fraudulent site.